Chapter 4. Soaring Like a Woodchuck. Zack was having trouble concentrating on his homework. How was he supposed to focus on dividing fractions when his brain was already divided into fractions? Maybe a quarter of his brain was thinking about math. The rest kept going back to all the different things people had said to him today. Mrs. Marshall, I want my students to be able to communicate in any way they choose. Manuel, I bet no one in the class could make a video like Zack. Lydia, you wouldn't have to see everyone looking at you. Then suddenly Zack realized he had the solution to his problem. The next day, Zack asked Mrs. Marshall if there would be enough time for him to do his oral communication. She looked surprised, but then she smiled and said, "Why, certainly." After handing back yesterday's homework, Mrs. Marshall called Zack up. Then she took a seat at the back of the room. Zack wiped his hands on his jeans and tried to speak, but nothing came out. From the back of the room, Mrs. Marshall said, "It's all right, Zack. Take your time." Zack glanced toward Manuel, who gave him a reassuring nod. He nodded back and then turned and bolted from the room.